And as we heard just before the break, American employers added just 74,000 jobs in December, the fewest in 3 years, ending 2013 on a weak note after recent economic reports had raised hopes for a strong finish. Now, many analysts are blaming the numbers on the cold weather. Construction, for instance, cut a lot of jobs. But we want to spend some time today checking in on one city that's been struggling for years because the entire rug was pulled out from under its economy. Wilmington, Ohio, population about 13,000, was devastated in 2008 when German air cargo shipper DHL announced it was closing its U.S. hub there within months. Thousands of people in Wilmington and surrounding counties lost their jobs. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor station WCPN visited Wilmington just after DHL pulled out. He recently returned and has this story about how a city is faring 6 years into its deep recession.
It's date night for Randy and Debbie Riley. They're spending their Friday evening tucked into a booth at the General Denver Hotel Pub. It's a little break at the end of the week for Riley, who has been putting in long hours ever since he was elected mayor of Wilmington 2 years ago.
In fact, one of my campaign slogans was, I'm willing to do, you know, twice the work for half the pay. But what I didn't realize, it was like 10 times the work for half the pay.
He's the leader of a city whose streets are lined with foreclosed homes, a city where pawn shops and check cashing operations thrive while small businesses sit shuttered. William Cook and his wife, Julie, are having a different sort of date night a few blocks away at Your Father's Kitchen, which serves up free hot meals to the needy. Cook says the Wilmington that he knew as a kid seems like a distant memory.
There used to be a lot of people shopping, a lot of people going place to place. Nobody was hurting for any money. Never really had a homeless shelter here in town because we didn't need it.
Wilmington was ranked as one of the 100 best small towns in America in a 1995 guidebook. And that was due to the well-preserved quaint architecture downtown and the prosperity that came from the busy Airborne Express freight shipping facility on the southeast side of the city. In 2003, the global package delivery company DHL acquired Airborne to be its U.S. hub. But 5 years later came a stunning reversal. DHL announced that it was shutting down its U.S. operations, leaving over 8,000 people jobless in Wilmington and surrounding Clinton County.
I had a good job at Airborne. I love that. I wish they'd come back.
William Cook is one of hundreds of people who come to Your Father's Kitchen every week for a free meal. The facility has seen some dramatic changes in recent times, says Director Alan Willoughby. 6 years ago, it was only open twice a week, feeding maybe 75 people a day.
When DHL pulled out, we tripled, and we've stayed that way. We feed 150, sometimes 200, if it's towards the end of the month, a day. And when we were doing it then, we were doing it twice a week, and now we do it six times a week.
He looks around the large dining hall.
There's just no jobs around here, you know, in this part of the state. It's tough unless you, well, I guess you go to Cincinnati or Dayton or Columbus, but our clientele, they don't even have cars, half of them, you know, so they couldn't do that.
The Reverend Dean Feldmeyer heads the city's oldest church, Wilmington United Methodist, which celebrated its 200th birthday this past year.
This county went from having the lowest unemployment rate in Ohio to having the highest unemployment rate in Ohio. We went from under 4% to over 15%. You could feel the sense of just a sucker punch that took everybody by surprise. And we spent probably 6 or 8 weeks just sort of walking around in a fog.
Once that fog lifted, the community began mobilizing to deal with the damage. Wilmington United Methodist and more than 30 other churches stepped up to keep the food kitchen well-stocked. State and local officials convinced DHL to donate its abandoned airfield to the Clinton County Port Authority, which is trying to find new uses for what was once the largest private airport in the country. And since his election, Mayor Randy Riley has held regular planning meetings with a group of local leaders, including a couple of young prodigal sons who never imagined they'd ever come back home.
My name is Taylor Stuckert.
My name is Mark Rembert.
28-year-old Taylor Stuckert and 29-year-old Mark Rembert have been buddies since childhood. After graduating high school, they both headed to the East Coast in pursuit of higher education and careers, and later both signed up for stints in the Peace Corps to do service work in third world countries. But Rembert says the DHL departure turned them around.
And so all of a sudden we found ourselves back in our hometown in the midst of this crisis, both of us with interest in economic development work, although we thought that work was going to take place internationally, all of a sudden we found that there was this need and opportunity for us to do what we wanted to do and serve our community in a time of great need.
And Stuckard says their deliberations went beyond the goal of just trying to replace thousands of lost jobs.
In addition to thinking about the future, we started thinking about the past. And how have things evolved to this point? Why are we in this position?
One answer could be found in the growth of a large retail strip on the outskirts of town. Mark Rembert suggests that it promoted a misleading prosperity.
There was this sense that Wilmington wanted to be the next suburban communities. And when you look at, when you look at surveys, even just prior to 2008, what people wanted was, they said we want an Applebee's and an Outback Steakhouse, but there was no we want a local business or, we want a great local restaurant or a great local shop.
People were very disconnected to the community and what was actually taking place. Everyone had jobs. Everyone was doing well.
But they were losing local businesses and they were losing young professionals who felt no personal connection to the burgeoning faceless suburb that Wilmington had become. Rembert and Stuckert are the co-founders of a nonprofit called Energize Clinton County, which is looking to turn that image around through such strategies as promoting a buy local campaign, helping area businesses and homeowners save money through energy efficiency, and working to entice other young professionals back home. In Wilmington, it seems progress is measured in small steps these days. For Mayor Randy Riley, it's hundreds of new jobs instead of thousands.
In my state of the city, I predicted that in 2013, we would add 750 new jobs to the workforce in Wilmington. And we have. It's up to 618 now. We actually have about 20 or 30 more jobs we haven't posted yet.
At the 200-year-old United Methodist Church, Dean Feldmeyer is also someone who takes the long view on the road to recovery.
It's just going to take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take time, and there are going to be some broken hearts here that we're going to have to mend.
And although Alan Willoughby's food kitchen is still feeding hundreds of people every week, he says those people are getting fed, thanks to a community that hasn't abandoned its own.
I want to paint a doom and gloom type story because it's been an awesome story, really, of unity, of a city that didn't give up, a city that pulled together.
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Wilmington, Ohio.
Broken hearts that have to mend. Do you live in a town dependent on one large employer? Do you worry it might leave? We're curious. Leave a comment with this story at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com.